are on the mend very soon.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm trying to just get my wisdom teeth took out.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, ouch. Oh, I hope are you having soup or milkshake?
having some time in the bed right now.
Okay. Well, it is a pleasure to meet you. I know that you've been speaking here with Doug, my representative, and he's been going over the basics of our program. So I am grabbing some notes that he did send over to me. Any questions that you have for me, you know, regarding the placement we do or how this would work, aside from the price, David?
So if I understand it correctly, somebody goes to Google and Google's contractors in their area and we would pop up.
Correct.
Just so we
correct. Can. Yes. And what we do is, because with this listing being exclusive, if we were to begin working with you on that first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category. So we do not work with anyone else in your territory who offers the same services, and it's because we want to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. Okay. Now I know your home base is in New Market, right?
Yeah.
But Doug did list that you're covering Huntsville Harvest. Is that correct?
Yeah, we
Huntsville
we
and
try
Harvest.
To keep it close.
Okay.
We don't want our definite
not to go too far. Yeah, with gas prices now.
Yeah, Madison's probably the furthest, you know, we'd like to go.
Okay. And it looks like you're doing residential. You can take on commercial jobs. Now, when it comes to your services, okay, what is your specialty? I mean, what kind of jobs do you want to be found for?
Well, we can do anything hardware. You know,
okay.
Our specialty is probably doing flooring, hardwood, you know, tile.
Wow.
We do a lot of kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels.
Mm-hmm.
Here lately, the last three jobs that I picked up have been, you know, building detached garages with an apartment on top, stuff like that.
Wow.
So.
Very nice. But, okay.
And above ground storm shelters.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, I know that Doug mentioned you have someone building your website, but what about Facebook? Do you use Facebook?
My wife's a Facebook person.
Oh, okay. So, you know, David, the package that I'm thinking that I think would be the most beneficial for you right now would be going with our local only package. Okay. However, I didn't see, Doug didn't notate how long you've been in business now with New Era Contracting. How many years in business?
Let's see. We changed our name back a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
We used to go all over the country and do hotels. And so when we stopped doing that, you know, we stopped being top-notch builders and became New Era Contracting. So I think that was 2018.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that was okay. You know, I came across your Angie's leads, Angie's listing, right? My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful work. Great reviews.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, definitely the quality work is there. How's that working for you? Yeah. How do you like that?
It seems like they put too many people, on each job.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these contractors are actually always working for us. And, I don't have a single, illegal employee. And our guys, since we work out on their stuff.
Uh-huh.
They have background checks and stuff like that, and they're
right.
Pretty good at what they do. So that, I can't pay them, $5 an hour. like a lot of contractors do.
I hear you.
And all of them hoplite, so. The jobs that we typically get are the people that they want a quality job and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Jose running around in their house and can't understand what they're saying, stuff like that. So.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'm thinking, for you to get started, I think the best package would be going with our local only package. Now, the local only package, David, it'll get you found on the first page of Google in your zip code, and it's going to target about a 20-mile radius. Okay, so anytime when someone is on Google searching for any of your services, remodeling, flooring, general contractor, okay, your company is going to appear on that first page. They'll see your phone number listed there. They click on it. They call you directly. Okay.
Sure.
Now, we'll also create content for you on Bing. We will submit you as well to popular directories. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. Those are just to name a few. And then once, I don't know when your website's going to be completed. Do you have an idea? Did they mention how long it'll take before it's done?
Not for sure. No.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to them today, so.
Okay. Do you think it might be in a couple of weeks?
Yeah,
okay.
Probably.
Okay. So once your website is completed, we do want to make sure that we attach your website where we're promoting your business because we want them to see the quality work that you do and really get to know more about your company, right? And then we'll include the voice-activated searches. And you might be familiar with those, Google Home and Amazon Alexa. So if they're using those devices searching for your services, they're going to be able to find your company as well. And then we'll also include coverage on the voice-activated searches, which are on the mobile platform, That would cover someone searching from their iPhone, from their Android, or even from their tablet. So this package pretty much would cover all of your bases. The local only package, I'm going to take from the time, when you were in business, with the other company name, 2018, you had said, right? So that's still under a 5-year mark. So I can consider you a new business, right? And so I'll offer you our new in business rate. You would be looking at a flat rate of $199 a month. It does, however, come with a one-time setup fee of $99, which is to cover all of the programming. So it would make your initial investment to get started today $298. And then, of course, every month after that would then be $199 a month. All of our packages do come with, it's what we call a 2-month verbal commitment, but you would pay monthly. That is a price. It's a fixed flat rate. You are not charged per call or per job. That price will never change on you, for as long as you're with us on a monthly basis. Okay?
My wife just was asking, I just clicked y'all on speakerphone a minute ago.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
What is the name of y'all's company?
Our company is called Local, like as in your local area, and then splash, like a splash of water. We're located in Costa Mesa, California. If you've ever been to Disneyland, we're about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
So, in fact, we've been, I would say we've been in business now 17 years this past December. So we're hitting our 18-year mark.
Well, yeah, we can give it a shot. How long is it going to take y'all to get it up on Google?
I'm sorry, how long is what?
How long will it take y'all to get people if they start searching for local contractors?
Oh, that's a great question. I love going out. Yeah, let me go over the timeline with you, David. So what we do is once we create the account, you and I, we set up as well what's called a client interview. Now, the client interview is conducted with one of our technicians, and they'll talk to you, you know, in regards to your services, the keywords. They'll re-verify information that you and I verified to make sure that, you know, the company name is consistent, I put it down correctly in the phone number, and so forth. Now, from there, and I like to get your client interview set up as quickly as possible. So, you know, getting you started today, you'd be looking at Monday for your client interview, okay? Once that client interview is conducted, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to be receiving a PIN code. It's going to come in the mail from Google, and it'll almost look like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, okay? So you'll get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Within 5 to 7 days, you are going to be listed within all the directories. Now, if you and your wife, if your wife's okay with it, I know you said she uses Facebook, right? We can create a Facebook page for the business, okay? And what we would do is we would create it through her personal Facebook so that she has access to it as well. I would assume that you would want your wife to have authorization to make changes to your account, right? In the case that you're not able to call in and make a change. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to her for just a second. I got to
okay.
go take some medicine.
Yeah, of course. Of course. No, of course.
Hello, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Love the name. That's my niece's name. We call her Tori for short. So I was going over with David on the timeline. I don't know if you got to hear any of it, but the timeline, so within 6 to 10 days, he's going to receive a PIN code in the mail. It'll look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. Now, the PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, right?
Okay.
Now, within 5 to 7 days, he will be listed within all the directories. And one of the things that I was mentioning to him, and not sure if you caught that, but he had mentioned that he doesn't use Facebook, but you do, right?
Yeah.
So we would create a Facebook page for his business, okay? But how we create it would be through your personal Facebook. All Facebook business pages are created through a personal one, just to FYI. So
okay.
It would still give you access to that business Facebook page. I mean, no one's going to see your personal one, right? Because they'll be looking at the business one. But it allows you to have access. So whenever he wants to update photos on that page or if you want to do a post for him, you have that access. Okay? Now, we're also within 5 to 7 days are going to send him his login credentials to his client dashboard. So with our program, he's going to be able to track his results. He's going to be able to log in with the username and password, see how many keywords he's listed for, like the services we have him listed for, how many clicks he received, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls he got from new customers through our program. So it's very important that he's able to track those results with us. And so that's why we provide that within the 5 to 7 days so he could start logging in, okay? Now, within, I know he mentioned that the website, he's not sure when it's going to be completed. He's thinking a couple of weeks. He hasn't heard anything yet. One of the things that I did want to mention, okay, if you guys think it's going to take longer than a month, We could create him a temporary website. It would not cost him additional, okay? But we can create him a temporary one in place. So once his is completed, then we just switch it out, okay? That is an option for him. It doesn't cost him more. But if we did that,
how long would that be available for?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if he says on Monday during his client interview, you know what, I want to go, can you guys go ahead and do the temporary website until mine's completed? Then we can do it then. If we do the temporary website, that typically is completed within 7 to 14 days, and it'll be emailed to you guys so that you can take a look at it, review it, and let us know if there's changes before we have it go live. Okay?
But you're saying that it's temporary. How long would it be available for?
Until his is completed. So if, let's say, it, let's say, yeah, so because I don't know how long it's going to take for, I believe he said he has someone working on the website. He's just not sure when it's going to be done. But, I mean, if it's going to take them longer than a month, you know, I really don't see it taking that long. It usually doesn't take all that long to make a website, but you never know, right? But, again, we could do one temporarily that'll be up there until his is done. And then we just switch it out, right?
Okay.
Now, what, and again, that would be, if we did that, then he would, the website would be completed within 7 to 14 days. And you guys can take a look at it, you know, in case you have any changes before we have it go live. Okay? Typically, what this is stated in our terms and conditions, as far as like the first page placement there on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days, okay? We like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it at times, Victoria, where...
30 to 45 days before we're on the front page.
And the local map, between 30 to 45 days. Now, I'll tell you both that I have seen it sometimes where it has happened sooner. You got to keep in mind that 6 to 10 days you're waiting for that PIN code, right? I always tell everyone, when you get that PIN code, give us a PIN code ASAP, because the PIN code is how we're going to be able to optimize it and manage your listing on the first page. Sometimes I've seen where it's happened sooner, you know, but that is our promise, within the 30 to 45 days on the first page of Google in the local map. In the meantime, you know, we're not, just so you guys know, we're not just sitting back and, you know, twiddling our thumbs waiting for, oh, okay, the magic's happening now. We're actually getting those profile pages created, submitting them to the directories and so forth, because we know it's important for you guys to start getting those calls as quickly as possible, okay? So that's the timeline that you would be looking at. A lot of it, I will tell you, is the programming in the first month. That is not to say that you won't get some calls, but to be very transparent with you, when you're really going to fill this program is going to be in that second month. Google doesn't have like a light switch that anyone can flip on. Not even Google can do it and get you on the first page by the flip of a switch. It is a process.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we've heard enough, unless you have just a spill that you have to give to us. I think we're interested.
Okay. Okay. What I'd like to do right now while we're on the phone, so it's only going to take about maybe 10 minutes at the most. What we're going to do is set up the account. We're going to go over billing. We'll go over a voice verification, which is going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice, okay? So as I was mentioning to him as well, all of our programs come with a two-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly, okay? It just goes month to month. It's also going to state in there the billing date, you know, the price. But first, I do want to send you guys everything in writing. This is where we would send correspondence as well as your receipt. So what is the best email to send that to?
Maybe yours, that way you can see it too. I'm going to give you his work email because I have access to his, but he doesn't have access to mine.
That's perfect. I have a setup that way too. My husband, I got access to all his emails, but he doesn't have mine. He's told me, oh my gosh, Nadine, if something happens to you, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I know.
Yeah.
Amal, you better hope you go first. I know that's horrible to say, right? Oh my gosh. God forgive me for that one. Okay. What's the best email then?
It's D as in David.
Uh huh.
Hindman is HINDMAN at new-era-contracting.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. D as in David, H as in Henry, I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy, D as in David, M as in Mary, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, at new-era-contracting.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the first email that I'm sending is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to show you that the local only package is offered to you at $199 a month with the one-time $99 setup fee. Going to outline everything that's included in the program. I did put an example of a website. So if you guys decide that you want to do the temporary website until yours is completed, you have an idea of the layout of it, what it looks like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sent the first one. Now the second email that I'm sending is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what it does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system just so you guys can get familiar with how the reports will look on how you're tracking your results with us. Okay, so those were the first two emails. If you don't see them right away in your inbox, please check your promotional box only because you've never received correspondence from us. Okay?
Okay.
Now on this number, are you able to receive text messages, the number that we're speaking on? Okay, beautiful. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to be sending you three text messages, okay? The emails that I sent, they're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. My contact information is at the very bottom of the email. And although I'm the lead on the account, I still like to provide my information in a text message, okay? So let me send over those three messages. The first text message you'll be receiving, it's going to have my contact information with my name, number, and extension. Okay?
Okay.
And let me know when those text messages come through because I want to make sure that you got them. So there goes the first one. Now the second one that I'm sending, Victoria, it's going to have the number to our customer service. Anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding the account, you're going to contact customer service. Now, we are here Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I believe you guys are 3 hours ahead, if I'm not mistaken. I know when the time changes.
Yeah, we're central.
Yeah. So, well, you guys right now are on Central Time, so actually you guys are 2 hours ahead. I believe it's 5:47 where you're at, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for you, the time would always be then 9 to 6 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
And then the third text message that, I'm sorry?
You got the first one already.
Okay. Perfect.
That's the second one.
Okay. And now here comes the third one. Now the third one, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. The video, I'm going to say it's about 6 minutes long. It would be good if both of you took a look at the video since he's also going to give you access to make changes to the account if need be, that you both take a look at it. The video actually gives you a demonstration on how you go in and view your reports. It's nothing complicated. It's really simple, but I want you guys to both get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see. So those three came through. And then now, are we creating the account under David's name? I'm assuming so. And then you would be as an added authorized person to make changes?
He's saying, let's put it under my name.
Okay. Okay. No. Victoria, you spell it B-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, right?
Yes.
And what's your last name?
Hindman, same as this.
Hindman? Okay. Now, yes. Can I get your phone number, Victoria? Because if at any time, let's say you call in to make a change to the account, they are going to verify you by your phone number.
Sure.
To confirm that it's you. Okay.
So mine is identical to David's.
Okay.
Except it ends in 4-9 instead of 5-0.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that is so funny because my husband's number and my phone number, the last two are different. It's identical.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 256-693-3349, right?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, awesome. Now, the phone number that we are going to list on Google, and this is going to be the number that we'll contact David on as well. And this will be the number that clients will contact him. Is that going to be the 256-693-3350? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We work with project manager.
If we wanted to add our project manager as another point of contact, could we do that?
You can. So just so you know, on Google, so Google allows only one phone number. However, on the directories, right, and on Facebook where it can permit two phone numbers, we can add a secondary phone number where it's applicable. As far as with Google, they only allow one phone number. So whatever you want as a primary phone number will be the number listed on Google.
Okay.
So did he want his phone number to be the primary one, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. And then did he want to add the project managers as a secondary phone number?
I mean, not to make changes on the account.
No. Just as a contact for clients.
Yes.
Okay. What is the project manager's phone number?
It is 256.
Uh-huh.
426.
Mm-hmm.
9149.
Okay. And I'm going to repeat it back to you. 256-426-9149. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So that will be the secondary phone number where it's applicable. David's phone number is going to be the primary. Okay. And the one listed
okay.
on Google. Okay. Now the company name should be reading as New Era Contracting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. No LLC or anything like that you want after it? Just as is?
Just as is good.
Okay.
I mean, LLC is the full business name, but I guess doing business as, we leave the LLC off.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of people don't put it. It's usually a
yeah.
preference, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. Now, Google is going to send that PIN code in the mail. What address do you want them to send it to?
It is 104.
Uh-huh.
54 is spelled P as in Paul, I, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, L-A-L-L-A, place. 104, Pentlava, place.
Perfect. And then the zip code, is it 35761?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I'm assuming this is your home address, so I'm going to hide the address because we don't want it to appear on Google. Okay, so it'll be hidden.
Okay.
Okay. And then now for the payment, okay, the card that we're using today, is it in your name? Is it in David's name, the business name? What's the name that's on the card?
It is your business or mine? Sure. It has the business and David's name on it.
Okay. How does David's name read on the card? Just his first and last name, or is there like a middle initial?
He's looking right now.
Okay. I know, poor thing. He had, he went to the dentist today, huh?
Yeah. It actually reads his full name. It is
okay.
David Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Uh-huh.
Feinman Jr.
Jr. J, just a J-R or Jr. written out?
J-R.
J-R. Okay. And then does it have the company name as well on there?
Yes.
Okay. Just as New Era Contracting?
It has the LLC on it.
Okay. All right. Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then whenever you're ready with the card number, and I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy.
Okay. 5287.
5287.
1100.
1100.
0250.
0250.
1997.
1997. And the expiration month and year?
10/24.
October of the year 24. And the CVV code on the back?
825.
825. Okay. So before I process the payment, I'm going to walk David through what's called a voice verification recording. What it does is it outlines our service agreement, and it's going to be an added form of protection for him as well that we'll send in writing. It's just going to be basic yes and no questions. There is going to be a part in there, you know, where he'll be stating his name and the company name, but when I'm walking him through it, if there is anything that you guys don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me. So this way I can go ahead and review it and then rephrase it. Okay. I want to make sure that you both have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. And then just so you guys know as well, if at any time there is always, you can, let's say later on, if you want to do Facebook ads, I don't know if you're familiar with those, but Facebook ads is, it's another way where if someone's on Facebook and you might have seen them before, Victoria, when you've been on Facebook, you'll see like an ad pop up. You know, when you're on Facebook, it might have been something that you did a search on previously, you know, on Google. But the Facebook ads, what we do is we create a Facebook ad. So if someone's on Facebook looking, you know, for his services within his area, they'll see his ad pop up. And it actually helps him reach a larger clientele base. And we make it unique to target either, you know, an audience by interest, income levels, or location. So when that ad appears and they click on it, they would be calling him directly, okay? Just so you guys know for future reference, we do offer that package with the Facebook ads included. It's $50 more. That one's for $249 a month. Even if it's something that you didn't want to do now, you always have the option to upgrade to that later on, okay? So just an FYI, okay? Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and again, David, it's not going to ask you a lot of, I know right now your mouth is probably hurting, so it's just going to be some simple questions, but if there's something you guys don't understand, please stop me so that I can review it, okay? All right, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I have to do it.
Yes, please.
have to be David, or can it be me?
It would have to be David because the card is in his name, so it's for his protection.
New Era Contracting.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Lynn Hindman Jr. I run all of our jobs and bid them.
You could say owner, president, whichever you feel your title is. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yep.
And David, you do authorize your wife, Victoria Hindman, to also make changes to the account when need be, correct?
Absolutely.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, and I do want to explain this. So just so you know, I usually do. What this means is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. All we ask is that before you do, give us a call and let us know so we can reference and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 24th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $298. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be July 24th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $199. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the discounted amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So if you want, I can continue the conversation with Victoria if you still want to listen in, because I know I don't want you to be talking so much. You got to rest. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. I do want to schedule your client interview for Monday, but I want to schedule it at a time that is convenient. Are both of you going to want to be on that call for the client interview?
Okay. You want to be on the call too?
I mean, I don't have to be. We're hardly ever together.
Okay.
I mean, during
really?
The work week, I
let
mean,
me
he gets
you.
Up and he leaves for work before I get
uh-huh.
up. And
okay.
It all depends on the day if he's home.
Okay.
And has time to be awake before
okay.
you know we see each other.
Right. Well, lucky you. I you know what? I think the only time, and I tell my husband this, I'm like, you know, can I get a break? I guess when you've been married this long. He's like, wow, you don't want me around. I'm like, the only time I said, you know, sometimes you're just so needy. I should count my blessings though, right? We tease each other a lot, but my goodness. Okay, so
yeah.
I want David to be able to rest his mouth, you know. So let's we'll go over the rest of the notes, you and I, and he could still hear us, you know. But I want to make it at a time that's convenient for him. Does he usually like around this time? Because this client interview, just so you know, it's going to be, we block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details, but they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, going over the keywords and so forth. So I have, like on Monday, I have availability, and the time that I give you will be at your time. I have available, the latest would be 5 to 6. I have a 4 to 5. I have a 3 to 4. Do any of those times work?
4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay. I was thinking that probably be the best time, right? Because with the work schedule and all. Okay. So you should have received a receipt. We send it to the email. We also send it to you in a text message. Okay. It'll say initial invoice. We'll go over that in a minute. You're also going to receive another email, and it's going to have a calendar invite. Okay. Now, they're going to call on Monday between 5 and 6 o'clock, and they are going to call from an 877 number. So just make sure, David, that you answer all calls within that hour. You will also receive a friendly reminder an hour before your client interview, letting you know that it's coming up in the next hour. So in case it slips your mind, because I know sometimes we get busy.
You just said they're going to call between 5 and 6, and we wanted it between 4 and 5.
You said 4 and 5? Okay, let me correct that. Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Active listening. Okay, 4 and 5. I just corrected that. Okay, perfect. You're like, oh, hold on. Okay. So I have you set for 4 and 5 o'clock. Okay. So let me go here and fix it on this end. All right, perfect. Okay, so between 4 and 5 o'clock, they will call from an 877 number. Of course, it's going to be at your time, right? So for us, it'll be 2 to 3. Okay, and then he'll get that reminder an hour before. And then now I have you notated here as also being authorized to make changes to the account. I have the second phone number to be listed where applicable. And then now under the services that he would like me to notate, I do want to jot down a couple of like the main ones, right? Of course, they're going to go over way more in detail. You know, so even if there's more that he wants to add in on Monday, we can do so. But I do have so far, like, I know we talked about flooring, remodeling, anything else in particular that really needs to stand out, just to kind of give them somewhere to start from. General contractor, framing, I mean, just anything.
Anything that has to be a building, we can do it. We also do electrical services.
Oh, great. Awesome. And then that is residential and commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do commercial electrical, right?
I cannot believe that we're already going towards the end of June. This time is like flying. My mom was not lying when she told me once you turn 50, the time just flies. Jeez, she's not joking. Okay, now your Facebook page. So do you want us to go ahead and create the business Facebook? Are you good with that? It being created through your personal one, Victoria?
Well, that depends on what I need to give you from my account to let you in there.
Yeah, so I can, you know what I'm going to put on here? I'm going to put on here maybe, and then I'm going to have the technician go over with you guys, because basically what you're doing is we need your URL, right? You know, at the top of your Facebook page, it'll have that URL address, because what we're going to do, I believe you might have to add us in as admins so that we can go through it and then create the business one, so this way you have the access to it. I know we do it for a lot of clients. I mean, we're not going to be on your Facebook page posting stuff on your personal one or anything like that. But at least so you guys have a, you know, a business Facebook. Even if you're not comfortable with us doing it, okay, you can also create one for the business. The only thing is be careful because it might try to start asking you to, oh, do you want to purchase Facebook ads or do a, or if you want to boost your post, don't ever do that because it'll charge you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put on there, I put maybe, and then I'll just put we'll discuss during interview. Okay. And then now, do you guys want us to create that temporary website in the meantime until yours is completed? And then once yours is done, we just switch it out. It's totally up to you. Or I can notate it in there that you'll let them know on Monday.
We'll let them know on Monday.
Okay, so I'll put might need it. We'll let us know on Monday during CI. Okay, perfect. And then you do have an option if you wanted. It doesn't cost you additional. We could add a tracking number, which would be linked to his phone number. So instead of them seeing his actual phone number, they would see a tracking number. It does come with an app that you can download on your phone so that you can track your calls and your messages on there. Is that something you guys are interested in, or keep it just with his number showing?
His number is fine.
Okay. And then method of contact, do you guys prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, or just phone and text, or just phone calls?
All of the above is fine.
All of the above. And it's not a requirement. It's just a question I always ask so I don't miss anything licensed and insured or in the process. It's not a requirement. Okay. And what would you like me to list for the hours of operation? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday. Do you want to start at 7:30 or 8? 7:30 to 5.
Okay. 6? Okay.
7:30 to 5.
Okay. What about Saturday and Sunday?
No, thank you.
Okay. I'm just, right? I mean, you got to rest. I was talking to a business owner last week, and I said, do you ever rest? He said, there's no such thing as rest. I'm like, you got to be able to reboot some point.
Yeah.
And then forms of payments, cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards. What forms of payments do you guys accept?
Cash, check, and card.
Okay.
We could do PayPal if necessary, but no one's asked us to do that before.
Do you want me to list it or just leave it without? And if someone asks, then you can tell them.
Yeah, we'll leave it out and we'll let them ask.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, awesome. So the next thing that we need to do is if you take a look at the text messages or at the email, I need you to make sure it's your receipt. It's going to say, Dear David Lynn Hindman Jr., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Well, I got the one that has the initial invoice.
That's the one.
Is that?
If you,
okay.
Yes, that's the one. If you open it up, it'll go on to say, mm-hmm. you know, Dear David Lynn and so forth, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Now, there's a sentence in there that'll say, please click here to accept mm-hmm. your subscription terms. If you could click on
okay.
where it says click here. Now, what it's going to do is going to take you to a page that says Local Splash. Terms of experience at the very top. You see that there?
Yes.
Okay. On that same page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the page. And there's going to be a box, right, for him to sign his name. But before that, there's a little box to the left. Right next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized signer and holder. Okay. So what he's saying there by checking in that box, he's saying, yes, it is his name on the card that he provided for the payment. And then where it's asking for his signature, he's going to type his name exactly as it reads. No period after the JR. He doesn't need to put the date because it's already there. Once he does that, he'll click on confirm signature. And then let me know. The next thing you should see is it should be asking you on another page, asking you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Alrighty.
Okay. So this is where you would go in to see your reports, right? This is where you're going to track your results with us. So right now we don't have the username and password yet, but I wanted you guys to see this part. This is why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to show you how you go in and log in and maneuver through the reports, right? Within 5 to 7 days, though, you're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password, and you can update the password to a password of your choice. Okay?
Okay.
Because we'll send you, like, a password that's generated. All right?
Right.
So just remember that on Monday, David, they'll be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock from an 877 number. You will get a reminder an hour prior to your client interview just to let you know it's coming up. You do not need to be in front of a computer. They're basically crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, okay? But make sure that during the client interview to let them know if you're going to want us to do the temporary website until yours is done. Okay, so at least you have a website there. I'm not sure when your website's going to be completed, but at least have something in place, right? I mean, it's not costing you more if we do it, okay? Any other questions for me? Do either one of you have any other questions?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I want to be the first to welcome you both to our local Splash family. And I really want to thank both of you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. It's been a real pleasure speaking with both of you. And I hope your mouth gets better, David.
Thank you.
Have a milkshake, but no straw. That's what I did. Or take a nap, right? Okay. Well, listen, you both have yourself a very blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You are so welcome. Bye.
Thanks.